Welcome back to Tales from 2 a.m. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. I am the podcast producer from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Man, it is so good to be hanging out with all of you. We're talking about Bleeding Black and Gold. If you are watching this show on a Sunday morning in June, that means that you bleed black and gold. Does it mean that you're a better Steeler fan? Doesn't mean that. Are you a better Steeler fan than somebody that just waits till the season? No, it doesn't mean you're a better Steeler fan. Those are good Steeler fans too. That means that you have more passion and you crave it more. And that's what that means. That means that you are checking the website all the time. You want to hang out with us, and you want to talk Steelers all the time. That's what you want to talk about. If I find out somebody's, I don't care where you're from, where I am, who's your team? I ask them that. You have a favorite football team? Are you a football guy? And then we get into it. And then when I hear Steelers, I was on a job interview the other day, and Monka asked, do I have another job? Besides BTSE, or is this everything? And if so, what do you do for work before BTSE? This is my hobby. This is something I do for fun, Monka S. I'm glad you asked. I'm a pharmaceutical representative. I'm right now looking. I'm in sales. I'm actually looking for work because of the pandemic, because of different factors. I'm right now looking for work, and I'm sure I'm going to find it again. That's no problem. But yeah, we all have different jobs. I mean, Jeff's a teacher and a coach, and Dave has a teaching degree. He's a beautiful mind with physics and science, and everybody has different positions. This is all. All of us here, this is not our full-time job. It's part-time and it's fun. And I love it. I actually get to, if somebody asks, hey, you guys want to do this on Sunday? And my wife's like, no, there's a Steeler game on. And some people used to say, football, come on. My wife's like, no, my husband gets paid to watch the Steelers. I can honestly say I don't get paid a lot. Trust me. I don't, and that's not an indictment. This is just not a full-time job. I get paid very little, but I do it because it's a passion. It's not for the pay. But I can honestly say that it's my job to watch the Steelers now. And that's so much fun for me. Speaking of getting paid though, Dave Shipley gives us $5. Thanks so much, my man. Also want to thank Dave Shipley. He sent me out a print of Heinz Field, and he showed me the picture. I'm awaiting that in the mail. I can't wait. You guys treat me like a cherished friend and family, and I love you for it. So thank you, Dave. Thank you so much, and thanks for the $5 here. I was 5, living in Dallas, going around betting all the neighbors for Super Bowl 10. Made some money, and they quit talking to my dad. I love it. Living in Dallas, talking smack on the Cowboys. That's awesome. Terry, hello from Cumberland Bad. You know, I lived in Frostburg, Terry, for a little bit when I first moved to Maryland. I have lived in 3 states, Maryland, West Virginia, and I am always going to be from Pennsylvania. I'm always going to be from Johnstown. I love Maryland. I love the state of Maryland. I loved living in West Virginia, too. But hello from Cumberland. My better half is with a Redskin fan. Since the pandemic started, she's been watching all these Steelers podcasts with me and now is starting to bleed black and gold. That's so cool. And that's, Terry, I'm glad you brought that up because that's another part of it. It really is. Just like the kids, they sit down, they watch it. Your significant others, they sit down and they watch it. And they start to get it. My wife, and I tell this story all the time, and I'm never going to stop talking about this. So, and the reason I'm never going to stop talking about this is because this is the essence of our relationship. And, you know, you can see in the background, we've got, there's a family picture. We're all wearing Steeler jerseys, and we do that every couple of years. We have the Steeler jersey photo, the photo shoot with it. And we're all wearing different Steeler jerseys, and they all have to be kind of different. And I pick those up. When we do the family photos, my wife is like, okay, well, this match, this color's in this, so everything's, I'm like, you do that, and I'll answer. And like, all right, I'm taking care of the jerseys. My daughter-in-law, she was wearing a Steelers jersey. You know, we all have Steeler jerseys when we do that photo, and it's a lot of fun. My sister, her son, Noah, my godson, is a huge Steeler fan. Huge. Her other son by marriage, Jason, her son, is an Eagles fan. So when they did their big picture together, everyone's wearing Steeler jerseys, and he's wearing proudly wearing the Eagles jersey, and I love it. That's really cool. Dave Shipley says, another $2. Thank you, Dave. We are now officially the Meatballs with Bad. You know what? I've been thinking about that. Man, you know I go off on my tangents. I definitely go on my tangents. Jeff has the Ride or Die crew, which I'm jealous of. I think it's awesome. And Let's Ride, if you don't check out Let's Ride, you are missing out. I say that all the time. But now he has the Ride or Die crew. Hashtag Ride or Die. And that's great because that keys into the show. And now I don't have a name for my fans because we're all BTSC fans. And I don't even like calling them fans. My group, my BTSC family. Just Me. I love Just Me. She's funny. That's better than Bad Meatballs. Ride or Die is really cool. So we've, and I'm getting off subject because Steven, I'm about to tell the story. Steven already knows the answer from my wife and the game I took her to, and we'll get that too. So we're going to have to come up with a name. I like Michael O'Malley says the Bad Crew. Let's keep crew out of it because we've got the Ride or Die crew. So we could call it Bad Company. I don't know. Have fun with this. This will be over the next couple of weeks. We're going to come up with suggestions. Hit me up on Twitter at BTSCBAD, which I thought for the longest time it was hashtag BTSCBAD because I don't know anything about Twitter. My wife knows that I'm I thought I was technologically advanced. I am not. But here's another $5. Eric Askew. My girlfriend used to absolutely hate football, and now she's waving a terrible towel. I've created a monster. LOL. No, you created, you found a true partner. You really did. So let me get back to that story, and I'm going to bring up Steven. When Steven said, Steven already has the answer, so I'm going to bring it up. When she cried for Jerome Bettis, she was a keeper from there, Bad. And that's true. So we were dating. Our first date was December 1st of 2006. So what's that tell you? It's right after the Super Bowl. This was the season after the Super Bowl when the Steelers finally broke through after 26 years. So I was talking to her in the month of October, in the month of November. So we ended up going on our first date in December. So things went really well, but she's very superstitious. And if you know, I'm very superstitious. I always talk about you never celebrate till there's zeros on the clock. So all of a sudden, and she's living in Maryland, and I'm living in Maryland, but I'm living in Frostburg at the time. I had just moved there for my job. So all of a sudden she's watching Steelers games, and her dad, my father-in-law, Sam, love him. He was a Philly guy, but he was rooting for the Washington Redskins at the time. And so, I mean, he always rooted for the, he would root for the Eagles too, but he was a Redskins fan. And he always respected the Steelers, though. He always had a lot of respect for the Steelers. And I love that. And I would go and, man, everybody else would be on a Sunday. They'd be out doing the thing in the kitchen, the living room. I'd be back in his room where he had his TV, and we'd be watching football. And one of the last great memories I have of him was, man, he lived 4 years longer than he should have. He had stage four cancer, esophageal, and he lived for 4 years. And his birthday was November 12th. And I remember the last birthday that he was here. He was at my house, and we decided we were going to get Philly cheesesteaks because he's a Philly guy and he loved cheesesteaks. So we got Philly cheesesteaks, and we had this big dinner, Philly cheesesteaks, and everybody's in the kitchen, dining room, still talking. He and I are watching the Giants and the Patriots play. Giants weren't that great that year, but they always seem to have the Patriots number. Patriots were undefeated still, and this is November. And so you start to get worried, you know, like, oh, they're undefeated again. And we're sitting there watching the game, just he and I together. And we're both yelling, he's, you son of a blank, Brady. It was great. And we're watching this game together. And wasn't the Steelers playing? The Steelers had already played. So the Steelers weren't playing. We're watching this game. And it was just, it was awesome. Didn't have to be black and gold up there. It was just a son-in-law and his father-in-law watching the game, both bonded there because of the love of his daughter and my wife. And so that's what we're doing. We're watching this game, and it was a golden moment. It was a beautiful moment, and that I'll never forget. That's kind of what football does, and that's what the Steelers does, brings families together. And I talk about that all the time. So let's go back to a month later. But before I get to the month later, so she's watching Steeler games all of a sudden. And what do the Steelers do? This is 2005. We know they win the Super Bowl. But what happens in November and December of that year? They lose to the Ravens. They lose when the Ravens weren't good that year. They lose to, they get blown out on Monday night by the Colts. They get killed, just destroyed. The week after that, they lose again. It was when that clown, TJ Houshmandzadeh, takes the terrible towel, hides, mind you, hides in the tunnel and wipes his feet with a terrible towel. Just like this. I won't do it. I'll fold it like he did, but I won't bring, no, blasphemy. Don't do that. He was my mortal enemy from that day. If I see him to this day, I've never seen him, but if I see him, I'll be nice to him, but I'll be like Sheldon Cooper on Big Bang Theory. You're on my mortal enemy list. TJ Houshmandzadeh, you're on there. Now, because of you, the Steelers won the Super Bowl, and I appreciate that. Still on the list. What a clown. Then he went to the Ravens, and he was still a wang. Perfect. Houshmandzadeh, wang. Goes to the Ravens, plays for Harbaugh, wang. I'm allowed to say that. Lots of things I want to say, I don't. So, she thinks all of a sudden that she's responsible for the Steelers losing streak, and that I'm going to dump her. Because since she came into the picture, the Steelers haven't won. And I'm like, that couldn't be further from the truth. But she started wearing the same clothes each and every, so the next week they win. It's that snow game, bus, Urlacher, you know what happens. So the next week she wears it again. they win. She keeps on wearing it. The same, she washes it. She does wash it. But I would have told her not to wash it, but she's not having any of that. So she does it again and again. And they keep winning. So they need a lot of things to happen on January 1st. We go up to State College, hang out with my buddy Doug and his wife and for a party. And we take his tickets for the Steelers and Lions. And we go to this game. And I gave her a jersey to put on, but she was still wearing the same outfit. And so we're there at the game. And it's going to be Jerome Bettis' last game. We all knew that. And if they make the playoffs, they're not playing at home. We know that too. So the fans are shouting, chanting, one more year, one more year. After his third touchdown, Bettis takes his helmet, puts it up in there, famous picture. I look over. She's crying because she's so... Man, she's so moved by Jerome Bettis and the fact that the fans loved him so much. And I knew right there that I'm marrying her, and I am marrying her. I did marry her. And she came down a couple years later. Actually, maybe a year later, I'm watching the Steelers and the Browns. Excuse me, the Steelers and the Ravens. The Ravens are killing them. I'm down there with Polamalu, my dachshund, Polly, and we're watching the game together. I'm so mad. I had the Steelers championship bobbleheads. I had all eight of them. I had the whole set. And I was so mad that I got up. They were on my TV. I got up. I turned them around because I couldn't look them in the eyes. I was that mad at them. I said, "Here, what an idiot. Here I am going, bobbleheads, I can't even look at you right now. Turn around." So I turned all the bobbleheads around. And Jared's coming on the screen. Jared from Subway. And, man, that guy turned out to be a troubled bad dude. But I'm not getting into that. But I'm like, man, I hope you gain all your weight back. I'm so mad because the Steelers are losing. And so then my Jenny comes down. She's like, "Hey, is everything okay?" I'm like, "Ah, the Steelers stink. I'm mad." And blah, blah, blah. And she says, "You know, I could come back another time." I'm like, "No, come on down. What do you need?" And she shows me this little device, which was a pregnancy test, to tell me that I was going to be a father. And if you know anything else about me, that being at that point, I was a 4-year cancer survivor. It was testicular. And I was told that it was going to be very hard for me to have children, but because I caught it before chemo, that I would be able to have children. So, but I'd have to work really hard for it. So at that moment, the Steelers losing like 27-0 at the time. It didn't matter anymore. You know, that didn't matter. I was gonna be a dad. My dream. I was gonna have it. And that was Connor. And we celebrate this day every year. I call it Connor Day. Connor thinks he should get gifts on Connor Day. Connor's not getting gifts on Connor Day. Connor got the gift of life, and that's what he gets. He gets birthday gifts, sure, but he thinks he should get something extra because it's Connor Day. But that was just, you know, that's what family does, man. Family loves what you love and embraces what you crave. And it just becomes something as a part of the family, and it becomes that family tradition. And I talk about learning the Steelers from my dad, my mom, learning it from my grandparents, from my Uncle Chip, learning from all this about the Steelers, and then passing it on. And I know, like I said, My kids don't crave it yet, but they're black and gold. They bleed it. They just bleed it in a different way. Jillian, my daughter, I stole this from This Is Us. This Is Us, a great show, by the way. And the only reason I watched it from the beginning is because, I mean, the first scene, there's a naked man, which wearing nothing but a terrible towel. And I'm like, all right, that's a fan. He's wearing a terrible towel. And the wife they have no money. But for his birthday, she gets him a terrible towel. And now he's wearing it. And I'm like, all right, they're celebrating the towel. And that's not blasphemy. If you're a Steeler fan wearing a terrible towel, that's not like TJ Houshmandzadeh wiping on his shoe. No, that's fine. There's a difference. But I stole this from This Is Us because in the fourth episode, she's talking about how she's got to watch the Steelers with her dad, can't go on the state. And he's like, well, maybe I could come over. Well, the dad's in an urn. And so I've got this deal with Jilly that she has to put my urn in front of the TV and turn the game on and make sure I'm watching it every single week. And she's made that deal with me. I hope she keeps up on that because I need to be watching my Steelers. So we might have to put a little window in the urn so I could see better. We'll talk about that. But if anybody's going to do it, Jilly's going to do it. So you know what? We talked earlier. You have your religion. Whatever your religion is, you embrace that. And you share that with your family. You have your family traditions. And you embrace that with your family. But you also embrace your sports teams with your family. And what you love, they love. They don't have to love it, but they do. And that becomes a part of your fiber. So when you're bleeding black and gold, that's why you're bleeding black and gold. That's what it means. Now, I said we were going to talk about Steelers that bleed black and gold. Who can you think of that bleeds black and gold? Somebody said it earlier, right before the break. Was it Mike that said it? But somebody said, I'm trying to find it. Somebody said, yeah, Michael O'Malley said Rocky Blyer. Yeah. Rocky Blyer is a guy to me that bleeds black and gold. Tunchokin. We talked about Tunch a lot last week, and blessings to Tunch with everything that he's going through. He's a guy that bleeds black and gold. I think of a guy like Joe Green. I'm wearing his jersey. I think of him as a guy that just bleeds black and gold. A lot of people don't consider Terry Bradshaw as a guy that bleeds black and gold because he had other things. Didn't play for another team, but I think he does. Snowman's going to say Merrill Hodge, and I believe it. I agree. Merrill Hodge is a guy with black and gold. Who on this team, this current team, do you feel bleeds black and gold more than anybody? Well, no, not current team, but you could say Hines. You can say Troy Polamalu. You can say guys like that that you just feel that they bleed for the team. Now, a lot of people will say maybe not Troy because Troy's mad at the team. No, he's mad at the team. But he bleeds. He'll never quit being a Steeler, though. That's the thing. Eric asks you, you're saying my number one pick here, Cam Hayward. If anybody bleeds black and gold, I think it's Cam Hayward on this team. But there's others. I mean, we could see Ben. We can definitely see Ben. Can I give you a guy that you're going to be shocked? Pedro says Greg Lloyd. Yeah, that was a guy who bled black and gold. You know who I think bleeds black and gold? And he hasn't been with the Steelers long. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is a guy. He was a Dolphin before he came here. But I think he's going to be a guy that down the line we're going to say bleeds black and gold. I actually think Juju bleeds black and gold. I really do. Here's another one. Man, proof that he, in fact, I'll put him up with Cam right now. Vince Williams bleeds black and gold. For what he came back for, he could have made more money with other teams. He really could have. but he's bleeding it. He is a black and gold guy through and through. Who else do you think? There's probably a bunch of them. Really are. I mean, Brian Brown says Hines Ward too. You know, Hines Ward is definitely a guy. He's a black and gold guy. And I love, this is the best thing about being a Steeler fan and best thing about bleeding black and gold. It's because you have these players that have the passion for the city. Now I'm going to bring up, Snowman says Heath Miller. I like that. Passion for the city, passion for the culture, passion for the team. We can talk about players that leave and wish they never left. Mike Merriweather's one. He said it. He said it to me, actually. Earl Holmes had said it before that, you know, Bill Cowher bleeds black and gold, by the way. I really think Mike Tomlin bleeds black and gold. I think he's a Steeler through and through. But Bill Cowher told Earl Holmes, he's like, man, you don't know what you got here. You just don't. I mean, I know you're going for more money, but you don't know. And he's like, yeah, he was right. Here's a guy that is going to shock the heck out of you. And I'm going to mention him after I mention Eric Askew saying Bud Dupree, that letter he left proved he bled black and gold. Bud Dupree, no one's going to be booing Bud Dupree. The only way you're going to boo Bud Dupree if he does something dirty, and I don't think he will when they play. But Bud Dupree, you will cheer for, even though he's going to be wearing Titan blue. Which I like those uniforms, by the way. I think they're really cool. I love that they went to blue helmets. But I'm going to bring up this guy. You're going to be shocked when I say this. You know who left and now kind of regrets it? He's out of the league now. But a guy who, when anybody brings up the culture in Pittsburgh and he backs you up and says how wonderful the culture in Pittsburgh is and how great it was to be the Steeler, to be a Steeler, Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is always talking about now on social media what it meant to be a Steeler. He didn't say I should have never left, but you kind of get that feeling. Ryan O'Toole says Joe Hayden. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you're listening to this show in June, you're watching the show in June, and you say that you bleed black and gold, you don't even have to say it. People know it. Because you, as a Steeler fan, you bleed it. What's more important in your life? It's got to be family first. Better be family first. You know, it has to be. It's going to be a lot of things. But if you have room for the Steelers and you have room for that black and gold culture, you have something that not a lot of people have. Because that fandom that grows from bleeding black and gold is a beautiful thing that a lot of other teams in the league don't have that same culture, don't have that same history. And this isn't the oldest history, because even though they're from 1933, bleeding black and gold started in 1969 when Charles Henry Knoll made sure that Joe Green was drafted fourth overall. You know, that's it. So be proud to be a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Talk smack. Be cool, though. Definitely be cool. But have fun. And be proud to know that when you cut, it might come out red. But you know that that's camouflage for bleeding black and gold. I am going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite, not supposed to have favorites, but this is a guy that's been with me a long time here with BTSC. And I'm going to leave you with this. Family first, friends second, Steelers third. Thank you, Snowman. I appreciate it. With that being said, thank you so much for being a part of my life. I know whatever time it is on the clock, it's 2 a.m. somewhere, and I appreciate that. But even more, be safe. Be true to yourself. Don't be anybody else. Be you. And always be behind the steel curtain. I love you. I will talk to you soon. Have a blessed day.